Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I'm feeling nervous to record today. I don't know why, you guys. Maybe because I'm in a new environment, and so it's like new to podcast here, like a little unfamiliar. I really hope you don't hear any city noises. I feel like we never really hear them in our apartment though, since we're so high up, but I especially hope you don't hear people like walking by in the hallway or like our neighbors, because I feel like sometimes we hear that. But anyway, as you can tell by the title, we moved to Boston, woo! And I know I told you guys that it was coming for a while, probably on the podcast, on my Instagram, on YouTube, but we're just going to talk all about the move, how it went, just kind of life updates. I felt like I knew I wanted to do this episode for a while after we moved here to just talk about how it went and everything like that. I can't believe we're going to be in Boston this summer. Like, it was always our plan, but it doesn't even feel real that we're here. I'm just so excited and so happy to be here. And if you didn't know, basically we are here just mid-May through beginning of September. So that's like 3.5 months. That's my golden retriever, Brody. What are you doing? Are you going to start making noise now? Because you know I'm podcasting. But pretty much that is just the off season for hockey, since hockey is pretty much... Sorry, I'm so distracted by my dog right now. Since hockey is pretty much September, really October through May. And it can be like a little bit more with playoffs, kind of depending. Oh my gosh, do you hear him? Hang on. All right, cross your fingers that he's settled a little bit. I always take him on the longest walk before a podcast so that he'll just like relax. And of course, right when I start, he's like on one running around. You have so much energy, don't you? Now he's wagging his tail looking at me. Oh, he's such a city dog already, you guys. We did like a 3-mile loop through Seaport and he's just doing so good. I'm so proud of him. Anyway, I digress. Okay. How the move went. So pretty much, I believe I talked about it on here, but the details are that, well, we actually kept our Pennsylvania apartment in Allentown since we know we'll be back in the fall. It didn't really make sense to give up our apartment that we love so much and that I feel like so settled in, move everything out and then just to move back in 3 months. And we also would have lost the apartment. Like, someone else definitely would have snatched it, since like all the units there are filled. Like, yeah, there's like no vacancy, so I just know we wouldn't be able to get one, especially our unit, which we love, like back in the fall. So it just made a lot of sense to keep it. And I didn't want to pay for, well, I guess we could have just paid for storage for our furniture there, which definitely would have been less than rent, but again, I didn't want to lose the apartment or move everything. Like, it seemed just worth it, honestly, to pay for rent for the summer there, even though we weren't going to be there, just to keep all our furniture there so we didn't have to move it, because moving furniture is like such a pain, whether you hire movers or not, you know what I mean? It's just a pain. And I definitely didn't want to move all our furniture here to Boston just for 3 months just to have to move it back. You know, that would have made no sense. It would have been so expensive. It probably wouldn't have fit. Well, I know it wouldn't have fit in this place. It's like half the size. So there was just like a lot of reasons for that. So to answer everyone's questions, I feel like I have so many frequently asked questions about this situation. So yes, we are keeping our Pennsylvania apartment. We were there for 2 years. We love it. I got like all the furniture and decor for it. And so, yeah, that feels like home in a way, which I'll talk about, because it's funny. Like, Boston's always felt like home. It still does, but I feel like I've made Allentown, Pennsylvania, like a little mini home as well, and I feel so comfortable there. And I think a lot of that has to do with like what a cozy, homey environment I've made our home, our apartment. But also it just reminds me a lot of where I grew up in Albany, New York. They're just like very similar vibes to me, just like suburban shopping malls, restaurants, I don't know, you know? So I've gotten really used to it there. And anyway, that's Allentown. So like I said, we're here for the off season for hockey. And pretty much our whole situation is the issue becomes, during the off season, I feel like no one that plays hockey pretty much, like no one stays in the city that they play hockey in. I mean, for the most part. Of course, there are some people that do, especially like, I don't know, if Max played for the Bruins, for example, we would definitely stay where he played hockey in the offseason because we would be in Boston. And like some of the players for the Philadelphia Flyers stay in Philly for the summer. But I feel like for the most part, people leave and go back home wherever their home is. If it's like where they grew up or their spouse grew up or wherever they have chosen to like kind of plant some roots, settle down, have their home. And for us, we're like, okay, what's home, right? Because I'm from upstate New York, Max is from Cape Cod, and I feel like Boston, well, it really is in between the two, obviously closer to the Cape than upstate New York, but since I lived here for 5 years, it just feels like home to me, and I just love it here so much. Max loves it here so much, and so it's kind of been like a unanimous decision to come here in the summer. I know Max would also love to be on the Cape all summer, but I just love it here for like 8 million reasons, which I can get into, but that's that. So that's why it was Boston. And then the issue is, okay, so we don't have a home here. So it's like, are we going to do a short-term lease? Those are really expensive. They also aren't furnished. Okay, so it's the deal with furniture. Are we going to do an Airbnb? Those are really expensive, especially for a long time. Are we, you know, so it's like, that's pretty much the only options. And if you guys didn't see, we just have a lot of time to chit-chat here, so I'll tell you the whole situation if you didn't see on my YouTube channel when you talked about us moving. Basically, we got very lucky, but before we got lucky, I was just looking online for short-term rentals and came across this company called Blueground. This sounds like sponsored. It's not. I literally just found it by searching on Google. I feel like I'm breathing so much in this episode. I'm like, sorry. I feel like I have a lot to say, so then I talk all at once, and then I'm like, I'm forgetting to breathe. Okay. So pretty much Blueground is furnished short-term rentals. Oh gosh, Brody's eating over there. I really hope you can't hear that. He's like a little bit a ways away, but we'll just talk louder so my microphone can just pick up me. Okay, Blueground, furnished short-term rentals. It looked so ideal and so nice, and I really wanted to be in the building that I lived in before when I lived in Boston. And so I actually found like 2 units through Blueground that were in my old building, so it worked out so well. It was fully furnished like for the months we needed, which could have been like June, July, August, but we ended up being here like mid-May, June, July, and August, you know, just like a little bit of May, since we could, like, why not? Because Max was done with hockey at the very end of April, like the last day of April, so we could have been here all of May, but it was just nice to have some time to like pack up. We actually went to the Dominican, you guys saw, which was amazing. Oh, I didn't even, yeah, I haven't had an episode since then, but the Dominican was amazing. We went with some of his teammates, and it was just very relaxing and just really nice. I guess that's all I have to say. I would definitely recommend. I digress. We're talking about this now because I had never been to an all-inclusive resort before, and it was wonderful. I don't know what my thoughts or expectations were. Honestly, I think my expectations were, like, low. I'm like, oh, if it's all-inclusive, like, I almost thought everything would be, like, mass-produced food or just not as high quality. That sounds, like, so bad to say or dumb. I don't know. But it was amazing, incredible. The restaurants were so nice. I couldn't believe. Like, I'm sure an all-inclusive, I bet, like, I know the room was pretty expensive each night, like for the hotel, but that makes sense because it comes with like the restaurants every night, the drinks, all the things. And so I would like highly recommend. We stayed at Hyatt Ziva, Hyatt Zilara, and the Dominican in Punta Cana are like next to each other. I feel like they're basically one, but Hyatt Ziva, you can have kids, and then Hyatt Zilara, I think, is adults only. And we were at Ziva since one of Max's teammates and his wife brought their daughter. So Anyway, that was that. That was the Dominican. Beautiful weather. It was so hot, like almost too hot. Very sunny, very nice. And Brody is still chewing his kibble over there. Okay, what was I talking about? Blue ground. Back to blue ground. Okay, this apartment. So I was saying I found units in my old building, worked out really well because they were like fully furnished, everything like that. The only thing is, since they're so convenient and like literally move-in ready, like all the furniture, all your kitchen stuff, like plates and forks and knives and sheets and towels and all the things, it was so expensive, you guys. And I don't know if you have to pay up front, but I think you do. Or maybe it was like if you pay over time, there's like fees added on or something. So I paid up front for this apartment, you guys, in like February, March, whenever it was, for the summer. And it was so expensive. And then where we got very lucky was we heard through the grapevine about our friend's cousin. It was basically Max's sister's friend's cousin. I know, if you didn't follow, yeah, like I barely do either. But we met him once and he was really nice, and we ended up putting together that he lived in the building that I used to live in whenever when I met him. And then it turns out that they had their lease in this building. Are you guys following? Through the beginning of September, but they actually bought a house and were moving out the end of April. So May, June, July, August, they were trying to find someone in like the first couple of days of September. They're trying to find someone to take over their lease so they wouldn't have to pay the like breaking the lease fees to like move out early type of thing. So we heard of this and we were like, oh my gosh, wait, we want to do that. Because instead of paying the like extremely expensive one bedroom price for Blue Ground, since it was fully furnished, whatever, it was, I mean, in my mind, it's pretty much double of what it should be to like rent the apartment of that size for like a 12 month lease. But it makes sense because it's furnished, short term leases are always so expensive, yada yada. So if we were to take over the remainder of their lease, the rent was going to stay the same as it was for their whole lease, like the 12 month lease, whatever. So it was a lot cheaper. This apartment is a heck of a lot bigger. We're talking like, I mean, the other one bedroom that I paid for, you guys, that was very lucky that I was able to get out of, long story short, the Blue Ground one, I could cancel and got my money back. It was like 500 square feet, 550 square feet, like quite small. In my mind, that's like a hotel room size, you know, like just, I'm not trying to like offend you if you live in a small apartment like that, but obviously that's just a lot smaller than what we were used to. Our Pennsylvania apartment was like 1,200 square feet, especially with a dog, and you know what I mean? So yeah, that was just going to be pretty tight for us is all I'm trying to say. Brody, why are you going crazy in this podcast? All right, so as I was saying, the gist of the story is that we were able to take over their lease, and this apartment is maybe like 780 square feet, almost 800, so like significantly bigger than the other one and a lot more affordable each month. So it just worked out so well. It's on like a way higher floor, so you don't really hear the city. It's just, yeah, very, very ideal. The only thing we had to iron out in the beginning was like, okay, we're not bringing any furniture. We're leaving our furniture in Pennsylvania. So do you want to like toss in a couch and a bed? Just like leave a couple things behind for us. And since we know them, it worked out so well and they were so nice. And they're like, yeah, of course. We like totally get your situation. So highly recommend taking over a friend's lease instead of short-term rental if you can. I'm aware that we got extremely lucky, but yeah, that just worked out like so well, and I don't know what we're gonna do in future off seasons, because obviously this won't be the case in the future, you know, so I guess we shall see. But I didn't even tell you guys know, in the beginning of all my episodes, I say something I'm happy about, happy quote, happy idea, something like that. So this week, I'm sure you are shocked, but what I'm happy about is being in Boston. I have like the biggest smile on my face while saying that right now. I feel like I've been looking forward to this ever since I moved out 2 years ago, like literally for the past 2 years. I've been like, when can I go back to Boston? And I visited maybe like once or twice since moving out, but I don't know what it is about me being a Boston. I feel like you guys can catch on to it too, because whenever I've visited or talked about or anything, I always get DMs being like, Gretchen, you thrive here. Or there's just like a sparkle about you when you're there. And I really feel that. I don't know. I think it's just because I feel comfortable here and motivated, and there's so much to do. And I've really, like, since being back for a couple days with Max, we are so happy to be able to walk places, walk Brody around the city, walk to restaurants, walk to workout classes, and just having way more options when it comes to food, coffee, workouts, all the things. Okay, then my quote might be a little, like, contradictory because it's very cheesy and you've already heard it, but I was just thinking about it in my head how true this is. And the quote goes like this: home is where the heart is. And I truly believe that, you guys, because you're probably thinking, okay, well, if home is where the heart is, then why does it even matter if you're in Boston, Gretchen? Which, yes, I hear you. However, I believe my heart is here. Like, my heart is in Boston just for a million reasons. Like, I just feel so joyful here. I love that there's so much to do, like I've said. I love, like, the walking paths and being able to walk Brody. I feel like it's a very dog-friendly city, even though it still is a city. And my friends are here. And I mean, that's, like, the biggest part, obviously, is I feel like where your heart is your loved ones and where you thrive and stuff. So having friends here and family close by is, I think, like, maybe the one of the biggest reasons. But really, home is where the heart is, because even in Pennsylvania, I never would have known or thought that it would feel like home in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a place that I never would have lived if it wasn't for my boyfriend playing hockey there. But really, it started to feel like home there as well, because I obviously lived there for 2 years, and just being there with someone I love and our dog and just, like, building a home together, that feels like home there too. And the reason I'm saying this is because pretty much, well, yeah, I don't know why, but yesterday I was feeling off and weird and, like, anxious all day, and especially last night at night. If I ever feel anxious, I don't even know. Like, I want to tread lightly here, because I wouldn't say I have anxiety. I've never been, told by a doctor that I have anxiety, anything like that. However, I would say the thoughts, like, I feel anxious at times. I think that's fair to say. Because it'll be like, I'm so worried about something, things, and I don't even know why. And it just feels like this weight on my chest, and I'm just, like, so uncomfortable and worried. And yeah, I will feel that way sometimes. And I'm like, why am I feeling this way? I'm supposed to be so happy. I'm here. I've been looking forward to this for so long. But I think also maybe a part of, like, the pressure of that got to me, of like, I'm here. I need to be so happy. I need to be so productive and thriving and seeing my friends and doing all the things. Like, I'm finally here. I need to take advantage of it. And it's like, okay, can I slow down for a second? I still need to be a human being and be grounded. It's okay to be upset sometimes or be whatever. So I think I just wasn't letting myself, like, feel the emotions of kind of being sad leaving Pennsylvania, because it has been my home for 2 years. As much as I was excited to get back here, it's like, that's kind of sad. And obviously my day-to-day has just changed a ton. Like, my lifestyle there versus here is very different. I can't walk anywhere there. I walk everywhere here, you know, things like that, just for example. So I think I was just feeling really anxious because it's such a change, and I'm in a new city with a new routine and seeing new people and eating new foods, and it's great. But I think I was just like, wow, this is just a change and an adjustment, and I need to just, like, soak it all in and catch up kind of mentally. I don't know if that makes any sense, but yeah, I was just feeling so anxious. And whatever helps me the most when I'm feeling anxious is getting off my phone, first of all, and, like, squeezing Brody and cuddling with him and hugging him and petting him. And I'm like, I'm just here right now in the present. All we have is this moment. If I can put my feet on the grass, that helps. Be outside, go on a walk, especially if I can hug Max and just talk it out with him. And I was, like, literally crying as we were trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm just, like, so stressed over here and worried. Like, I couldn't even tell you what about, but I just, like, don't feel good. Sorry if I'm, like, stressing you guys out hearing this. We'll move past this. But I wanted to say this because I will always feel better too. Maybe this is, like, TMI specific, but if I can ever, like, kind of lay on Max's chest, if you have a partner, you know, if you just cuddle up next to them and you can kind of put your head on their chest, it just feels really good to me. I just feel very comforted and, like, not alone. And I was just laying there and feeling very grateful that I have very supportive partner that I love so much and who can support me when I'm feeling down. And we're just kind of talking it out, and I was like, yeah, home really is where the heart is. And I said to him, you're my home. And I'm going to like cry saying this because I was just like, anywhere with him, I feel like at home and comfortable and like everything's okay. And this is kind of solidifying in my mind that I made the right choice of moving out of Boston 2 years ago to move to Pennsylvania with him, because I don't know, I just feel like at the time I thought it was the right time to move in together and sort of make, I guess, the sacrifice of leaving this place that I've loved so much and have so many friends to go live with my partner and kind of move into the next chapter of my life. And yeah, I guess I'm realizing now that that was the right decision, and I'm so happy I did that. And I feel like our relationship has only grown so much from that. And yeah, we're getting like deep for a moment, but that also made me think, I'm like contradicting myself so much in this already, because I said to Max, you are my home. But I think what I really mean deep down and what I know is that you are your own home. Like, I am my home. Like, my body, I guess, is physically the home for my soul and who I am on the inside. But it's like, that's kind of like the phrase, like, your body is your temple or whatever. But I just mean, it's so important to feel like comfortable with yourself and just be really honest with yourself. I think all of this is me. Like, I'm very like self-reflective. I'm sure you guys can get that vibe, but I try to always be very honest with myself, like check in with myself. How am I doing? How am I feeling? Am I loving myself? Am I surrounding myself with people that love me and support me and kind of build me up instead of tear me down? Things like that. And it's just like, by saying how I was telling Max he's my home, I'm just realizing like I am my own home and I need to be good on my own and comfortable in my own body. And like, you are kind of all you have at the end of the day. That's like really horrible to say, but oh gosh, you can hear my neighbors now. Okay, sorry if you could hear people talking. Pardon the interruptions in this episode, but I think you guys can understand what I'm getting at. Like, you are your home at the end of the day, so you need to prioritize you and your well-being, whatever that may be. For me, like today, for example, when I walked with Brody, I walked with my best friend Taylor and her dog, and we walked for so long, like I said, in Seaport. And that's something that just makes me feel really good, and it's like me taking care of myself. And I want you to feel at home and cozy with yourself. So I'm working on that too. Hang on, I need to tell you guys about a moment that scarred me. I mentioned it on my YouTube channel, but here we go. Long story short, I was talking about how I've been so lucky that my hair has grown so long, and this woman literally said to me, you guys, oh yeah, but all your volume's in the back, the sides are pretty thin. New fear unlocked, okay? So ever since then, 2 years ago, I've wanted my hair to be specifically just more full on the sides and in the front. So thank goodness for Way's new scalp serum and thick and full supplements, which promote the appearance of thicker, fuller, healthier hair. I think they actually read my mind. I've been using them for a while now, and even you guys have DM'd me that the serum and supplements have helped you a ton too. I love working the scalp serum into my roots after I shower. You can use it on wet or dry hair, by the way. And I've noticed my hair feeling stronger and just a more hydrated, healthy scalp. Both the serum and supplements use cruelty-free ingredients and are safe for color and chemical-treated hair. The supplements also reduce the appearance of shedding and support hair strength with ingredients like biotin. So grow all the way with Way's scalp serum and thick and full supplements. Go to theouai.com and use the code HH to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theouai.com, theouai.com, code HH. Now let's get back into the episode. Okay, how I'm feeling in this apartment specifically is, like I said, it's a lot smaller than the one we're used to. But honestly, now that I'm really thinking about it, it doesn't feel too much smaller, because it feels quite like our other apartment, just without the second bedroom, which I feel like I would not even go in that much sometimes anyway. Like, it just feels like this wall right here, it's like the door is closed to our second bedroom. That's how I'm just going to pretend it is. Also, maybe it feels kind of big-ish and like, well, it definitely feels spacious because it's a little empty, but that's okay because, again, we're only here for like 3.5 months. So yeah, it's definitely different. It's a different vibe, like such a different vibe, of course, than my old apartment. I talked about in my YouTube video how we're literally on the penthouse floor. Like, we are so freaking high up, and which is obviously not the case in my Allentown apartment, like on the ground. So it's a very different vibe, some cool views, like it's a little more modern, like upgraded features, which is nice. But since it's just kind of people that we took over their lease, their furniture that they left behind is pretty empty. But I'm honestly thinking about it now, I'm very happy that it's kind of empty. We don't have like a table filling up space, like a kitchen table or something. It's just a little bit more open between our countertop and like couch living room. It's a very similar layout to our Pennsylvania apartment. But I'm loving that it's kind of empty because it feels bigger and there's room for like Brody to run around. And it is a lot bigger, I will say, once we got here than I thought it would be and what it would feel like, because the main area, like the kitchen into the living room, is pretty deep and wide, and there's a lot of room to like run around and lay out. Max and I lay out our yoga mats and stretch. And so, yeah. So, yeah, it is kind of empty, and like all the walls are empty because obviously they took all their artwork and stuff. So, but I feel kind of conflicted. I was talking in a YouTube video how I don't know if I should be finding art at Home Goods and just trying to make it a little bit homey, but then there's literally not a speck of room on the walls in our Pennsylvania apartment for artwork when we were to go back in the fall. So then it's like, do I buy stuff just for the time being and then give it to friends or family, sell it on Facebook Marketplace? I don't know. Because I was always like in the mindset of the summer, Gretchen, you're going to be a minimalist, okay? You're going to keep the walls blank. It literally does not matter. You're only going to be here for a couple months anyway. You don't even want to be home that much anyway. You want to be out experiencing the city, which a part of me is like, yeah, definitely. But then the other part of me is like, okay, it's worth it to be like a little bit more cozy and comfortable here if I feel better with like some cute and expensive decor up on the walls. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm a little torn about that. Definitely feels like vacay, Max and I are saying. We're like, we just feel like we're on vacation here. It doesn't really feel like we live here, because we kind of feel like, well, he asked me, do I feel like I'm in someone else's apartment? And I said yes, and I think he said no. But we were like, okay, we've come to the conclusion that it doesn't feel like we're living at someone else's like house. We just feel like we're in an Airbnb sort of, because it's obviously like not our furniture. But it doesn't feel like somebody else comes here. I don't know. You know what I mean? It just feels like, I guess, like a long stay Airbnb, which I guess it like low key is with their furniture, but they're not coming back. You know what I mean? We're just staying here. Another thing I think I am feeling emotional about being back in Boston, Brody, what are you doing? is I'm realizing that being back here in Boston brings back feelings of school, because obviously I went to Boston University and there is a whole lot of feelings associated with BU, like excitement when I got there, sadness when it was time to leave. Gosh, the 4 years of college go by so quick. Hardships and ups and downs I went through college. Like I went through new love interests and breakups, and this is very deep in like the hardest thing I've ever gone through, which was losing my dad. Never thought that was going to happen in college. Like, oh my gosh, that was towards the end of my senior year. Like old friendships and memories. I just feel like there's so many emotions for me tied to Boston, like good and bad, that I just find myself like emotional here. And I think that's why I can feel anxious, because I'm just like thinking about old times and old things. But I need to just focus on new memories and not be like too nostalgic, you know. Another thing is, I don't think I ever would have known I'd really be back, or especially so soon. Like, I think I always thought deep down that I would be back, because it's, you know, I said it's felt like home here a million times. I'm so joyful and happy here. And when I moved out 2 years ago, I'm like, I just loved my 5 years that I lived here so much. And anyone that would ever talk about Boston, I'm like, oh, my favorite, I'll be back. But I think a part of me was like, okay, maybe when I'm a grown up, as I'm 25, oh my gosh, but that does not even feel like a grown up, you know. I'm like, maybe when I'm older and like have a family and can settle down there, we'll have a home, something like that. I guess that could be sooner than later, like buying a place here, which I'll end up talking about, but I don't know. And now it's just 2 years later and I'm like, we're here. Like, I don't know. It feels like so much has happened in the past 2 years, but also it's gone by so quick. Like, I mean, when I lived here, it was before pre-COVID, which feels like forever ago, right? But also, yeah, like so much has happened since, but I just remember living here like it was yesterday at the same time. I don't know. I said that in the TikTok. I actually posted a TikTok today about our move here, and I think someone commented in, oh, I forget what they commented, something about, am I more surprised that I left or more surprised moving back or whatever? And I think I was just like, probably more surprised that I ever left, because I loved it here so much, but I just never knew like how soon I'd be back or when. That's like whenever I was talking about, I'm having deja vu because I was talking about this in my Chit Chat Get Ready With Me video on YouTube. So I don't want to like repeat everything, but also if you guys didn't watch that, I want to like tell you here and fill you in. So I was saying how I keep turning the wrong way when I come out of the elevator to like go back to my other apartment that I was here 2 years ago, and I have to think straight. I feel like I fully will walk to my old apartment one day on like autopilot, you know, and then I'm gonna be like, wait, what am I doing here? This is not my apartment anymore. So that's really funny. But yeah, since being in Boston so far, it's only been, oh my gosh, 4 days, 3 days. I already can tell though, I'm already like way more social and I'm loving it since my oldest, dearest friend, Taylor, is here, literally my bestie. So of course we see each other every day and we walk together and it's just so fun. And her and her boyfriend live together. And then, so Taylor, okay. So it's me, Max, and then Taylor, my best friend, and her boyfriend, Tucker. So then they live together, and then Tucker's sister, Maddie, also lives here as well with her boyfriend, Jack. So it's like us three couples here together, and Jack and Maddie actually live a couple doors down from me, and it's so fun. I can already tell. I was telling her today on our walk, I'm like, Taylor, this is going to be our little crew this summer. Like, I'm just loving it for us. We all live in the same building. We're all like couples that live together, and it's so fun. Like, I love that us girls can hang out. The guys can hang out. Last night, we actually all went and played pickleball together, and it was so much fun. I was getting very frustrated because I just really want to be good, and I feel like I'm not that good, but yeah, I don't know. It's just been a blast already. Like, I saw my grand little before she went home for the summer. We went to Tate. We caught up, and yeah, I'm just, like, loving life here, and like I said, I'm just saying this out loud. I'm realizing so much of where you are and like making the most of where you are. And I feel like for me, being extroverted, like being joyful and happy and feeling like good where I'm at, is having your support network and community, like having friends, like the people you're around, you know. I think Max and I have realized in the short amount of time too how much we've loved walking places and sort of have missed that. Is what's being here is making me realize that, because yeah, I mean, like I was saying, my lifestyle has changed. Literally everywhere I went in Pennsylvania, I drive, and I have not like gone in my car since we've been here. It's such a difference. I feel like I'm never going to really drive anywhere unless I'm getting like a ton of groceries or a ton of stuff at Target. Like, anywhere I want to go, I can just walk to, and it is so nice, and the weather's been so nice. We walked to pick up tacos last night. We walked to Orange Theory. We walked to get coffee. We walked Brody. We walked to go to the post office. We walk everywhere. And it is just lovely, I will say, being outside so much. And Max also has friends here too, I should add. And he golfed yesterday. He's golfing again today. He is loving life and is thriving. I just feel like we both kind of thrive here. It's so nice. And of course, like I said, we're so close to his family. We're actually seeing them tomorrow on Cape Cod, since it's literally an hour drive. And another thing I was thinking too is, I feel like for him in specific, there's a lot more like rink options in like around Boston, in Boston, on the Cape, because he's from there, than Pennsylvania for when it's time for him to start skating again this summer. So he'll find a place to skate here. And see, just like as I'm explaining all of this, Boston just makes so much sense for both of us. I just love it here so much. I was also thinking about and sort of journaling about how I really want to be intentional this summer, and it makes me sad like saying all this, because it's making me realize like I just feel like the summer is going to go by so quick, and I can't think like that. I need to just be present in the moment. But that's why I want to be so intentional and so, yeah, just sort of on it with what I want to do and my plans, and structured in a way so that I feel like I'm really getting the most out of my time here, since we will be leaving in kind of soon, you know, like we're not here that long. So I really want to be social. We're already doing that. Check. I think we're doing great. I want to prioritize fun and just doing all the fun things here, because I'm going to miss that when we go, you know. I want to explore and go to like new places and try new things that I never did when I lived here before, and things that are new in the past 2 years. And along with like doing new things, trying new places, I was thinking how I could push myself, and I want to post on new platforms for social media, at least new for me, at least not for, new for anyone else. TikTok, okay? I really think I need to be on my TikTok grind this summer. I like, I'm scared that I'm putting this out there right now in case I don't do it, but now you guys need to hold me accountable, okay? Because TikTok is so fun. It's sort of dangerous for me, though, because when I go on there, I scroll for, like, 3 hours, but I need to be intentional with my time, scroll for, like, a little bit, see the trends, and get inspired, new ideas, and just, like, make TikToks that are fun for me, and because I kind of want to, like, document my summer on there, you know? I just think that would be so much fun, and it's just, like, a fun new platform for me, and just keeps things interesting since I've done social media for, like, 10 years. Another thing I did today, this is just all about Boston, if you couldn't tell, was I made a bunch of restaurant reservations, like, through July, we're talking, because I got so many recs from my friends here, like, new places I haven't tried, and again, I'm just, like, trying to be on top of it with the plans and just have all these options so that we're not just sitting here being like, what are we doing, you know? This is a great time for me to mention to you guys, I'm plugging my Faves of Boston episode from this podcast, because I always get questions. It's like one of my most asked questions about my favorite things to do in Boston, my favorite restaurants, my favorite coffee, my favorite whatever. So I made it in February 2020, but since I haven't lived here since then, it's still very accurate. And you guys just scroll back. You need to listen to that if you want all my Boston recommendations, all my faves, because it's all in there. I know you guys already know how much I love taking my Athletic Greens since I've shown taking it in the morning in a bunch of my YouTube videos, but I had my Athletic Greens first thing this morning and I'm feeling energized and ready to tackle my day right now, honestly. And if you didn't know, one scoop of Athletic Greens has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Literally all the things. I mix mine with cold water in the morning, and the flavor has really grown on me, honestly. I feel like I crave it now in the mornings, which I totally wasn't expecting at first when I first started taking it. To me, it tastes a little tropical, kind of like pineapple, but it's very mild, like nothing too crazy. I also add it to my smoothies from time to time, especially if I forget to take it first thing in the morning on its own. I'll just toss it in there. It's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, exporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, and alertness, for example. Also, it's cheaper than getting all these different supplements individually, by the way. They also have little travel packs that are so convenient when you're on the go. I actually have a pack of them, and my friends have been stealing them to try it out since I always rave about my greens powder. So right now, friends, you better listen up since you keep stealing mine. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/happyhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now I think it's time we talk about kind of what I was alluding at or earlier. It's like such a conundrum, the living situation for hockey, because I kind of touched on it, but it's 8 or more months in season, 4-ish or even less months of the off season, depending on playoffs, everything like that. But they kind of like start up in October, but usually they live there and already like there with their team training kind of like September. So yeah, it's even like 8, really 9 months kind of. So off season's only 3 months. And like I said, people go back home for the off season. But, and then everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to go back home, like our house. But it's so weird to me because I'm like, okay, but your house that you call home, like, that's kind of like a summer home. Like, you're only there for 3 months of the year, you know? Like, your home where you spend the most of your time is, like, wherever they're playing, right? So it's such a hard situation because then it's like, okay, if we were to buy a home, if we were to buy a house, or, okay, so this is kind of where I'm thinking, like, are we going to buy a house? Are we going to buy a condo? Are we going to buy an apartment? Like, there's so many different options of things you can buy, right? And it's like, okay, so then we have this mortgage, but we're not there. So do we rent it out for 8 or 9 months of the year? Do we not rent it out because we don't want people? Is that like, is that going to be our forever home? Maybe we don't want to rent it out. If it's not, you know, so there's like so many options. And I just feel very conflicted about it all because I always thought I would buy like a condo, apartment type of thing in Boston. But now that I have a dog, I'm like, I really want a backyard in the summer for my dog. That would be lovely. And Maxie's like, what about Cape Cod? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know what I can afford, you know? So there's just like so many options. But I feel like this summer, one of the things I want to do is sort of like narrow in on the idea of getting a place, and I don't think it'll be soon, but I just want to think about it more and maybe go to open houses, like look at homes, look at condos, apartments, sort of just start thinking about it, because it would definitely be nice to have a permanent home base that we know we can go to for the off season, right? And not be like, okay, living lease to lease, like short-term lease to short-term lease, and be like, okay, now where are we going next? We got to figure out our next situation, like moving a bunch of times every year. It's just a lot and stressful. So yeah, that's something I wanted to mention to you guys, because I don't know what we're going to end up doing. And if you are seeing like house hunting, apartment hunting videos this summer, then I give you a heads up. That's what that's all about. And I don't think it will be anytime soon, but I don't know. It's funny when I think back to like my 22-year-old self, 23-year-old self, I was so gung-ho on the idea of like, everyone tells me it's better to invest my money in a property and like buy a place, and I'm gonna buy a place in Boston like in the next year, it's gonna happen. And now I'm like, whoa, that is a huge, one of the biggest responsibilities, financial decisions you'll make in your life. Like, I'm not in any rush to do that. So yeah, it's kind of a conundrum in my head, and I kind of go back and forth, but that's that. As of right now, we are about, like I said, we're going to see Max's family tomorrow. We're about to leave for the Cape tomorrow morning, because Brody's actually going to be on Cape Cod through the weekend for Memorial Day weekend. I know this episode is going live. I'm recording on Wednesday. It's going live this Friday. So happy Memorial Day weekend. And he is going to be there all weekend, since we are going to go to Newport, Rhode Island, with all of Max's friends from college. If anyone you know went to Brown, goes to Brown, if you went to Brown or goes to Brown, then maybe you know about Campus Dance. It's something that Brown University does every year in the spring, like the same weekend as graduation. And it's so fun. Like, I don't think BU does anything like this where I went to school, but pretty much it's this huge dance that's like on campus at Brown, and all the alumni come back, and it's so fun. And graduation is that weekend. Everyone goes to Newport, Rhode Island, and just like lives it up all weekend. So that's our plan for this weekend. I'm so excited. And then the following weekend, we'll actually be in Nashville with one of Max's friends as well and his girlfriend. And I'm like, again, having deja vu, because I talked about this a little bit on our like summer plans catch up episode 3 episodes ago. But yeah, we're going to be in Nashville, and that's just going to be really fun. It's pretty much because I loved going so much in March. I think going at the end of March. I came with, that was my first time there, and I was like, Max, we need to go back immediately. So that's what that about. So just like two little weekend trips coming up. And then after that, I want to be here. I feel like we've been making so many plans to like go places, and I'm like, hang on. Sometimes I think about this. I need to not. This is like my, I don't even know, just like practical mindset, math mindset. I'm like, okay, if rent is this much each month, and then we divide that in 4, each week is this much, and then we divide that by 7, each night we pay this much to stay in our apartment. So if we're leaving this many days, I'm like, why are you even paying for this apartment? We gotta like be here, you know? So I definitely just want to focus on being here in Boston like the rest of the summer, since I mean, I'm sure we'll have other trips, but it's like we're paying for it to be here, so I want to be here. And I want to end with some manifestations, law of attraction, just speaking into existence how I want the summer to be. And you guys can follow suit if you are looking at your summer and you want certain things out of your summer. Let's like all write in a journal together how our summer will go. And I think we'll have like a lot clearer path of working towards our goals, where we want to be, and just how we want to feel this summer. So at first I wrote, I want to blank, 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 and now I'm writing, I will. So I'm going to say this summer, I will feel present, I will feel grounded, I will feel like the best version of me, I'm going to keep taking care of myself, because sometimes that goes by the wayside when I am being really social and out drinking a lot with friends or dinners or whatever. I feel like I can like lose touch of, yeah, just feeling connected with me, if that makes sense. So yeah, I'm going to keep prioritizing my wellness and everything that makes me feel good physically, mentally. Keeping routine as much as possible really helps me feel better, especially in a new place with a new routine, new environment, if I'm traveling, whatever. You guys probably already heard the ad actually in this episode, but seriously, like rewind, remember, use my code for Athletic Greens, okay? Because it's keeping me sane right now, and I am going to tell you why. This isn't even sponsored by them right here. You already heard the ad, but really, it's honestly been helping me in my stressfulness of being in a new place because it is like the one constant in my life every morning. So I just got my new bag of it, like the AG1, when I got here to Boston. I shipped it here and I was like, yes, I'm so happy it's here. Because right when I roll out of bed, like I'm envisioning and I can look at my room right now. So our bed is very low to the ground. So I literally like roll out of bed. And I, first thing, go to the kitchen, pull out my Athletic Greens out of the fridge, big cup of water, scoop of Athletic Greens, and I mix it all up, and I drink it first thing, and it is just the best way to start my day, and a routine that I do every day to just help, again, like, physically, mentally, my focus, my energy, get some greens in there, vitamins, minerals. It can literally replace your multivitamin, so that's something that is like making me feel really good right now, and I need to continue that to the summer. Hold me accountable through the summer because I have the little travel packs. I'm gonna bring it with me when I travel, and I just know it makes me feel like the best version of me. And also, the reason it's my favorite first thing in the morning is because I feel like I'm always dehydrated, and honestly, what I heard is, I'm like going off the rails here, so I heard this analogy that when you wake up in the morning, it's kind of like you need to like water yourself like you water a plant, like your leaves wilt. You just get really dehydrated, obviously, because you're not drinking water for like 8 hours. And so when you wake up in the morning, you're dehydrated and you need to, like, as if you were watering a plant, drink a bunch of water first thing. But I don't know if any of you can relate to this. Max thinks I'm crazy, but I was like, no, sometimes when I wake up first thing and I chug water, it like makes me not feel good. It makes me feel nauseous or something. Like, I can't just drink a bunch of plain water. And so Athletic Greens has also been helping me just drink a lot of water in the morning, because I fill up a big glass of water, stir up the Athletic Greens, but I really like the taste. And if I ever run out of it and have like a break between when I'm ordering my new bag, I realized that I like really miss the taste. Like, I feel like it's such an acquired taste, but I've like really learned to love it and kind of crave it. And so it just makes me chug a lot of water in the morning, and I feel like getting some hydration first thing also just helps me feel good. So yeah, I'm going off on Athletic Greens, but it's been really, really good in my mornings. Another thing I want to do with my mornings is just give myself more time and work on getting up earlier and earlier, which, you know what, is very possible in this apartment since our windows face east. And so our apartment's so bright in the morning since the sun rises in the east. It's like my most favorite thing. I talked about it in my move-in blog how I've never had an apartment that faces east, and it is like a dream come true because it is so much easier to wake up when I have light. I feel like everybody knows that. You know, if you want to help yourself, like, wake up earlier in the morning, go outside, get like natural daylight on you, and I will look outside, it'll be so bright, like sun fully up. I'm like, oh, good morning. And it's 6:30. I'm like, whoa, it's so early. So I literally leave my windows open. It is like the best thing ever. And I need to keep getting up early to give myself more time in the morning. I think that really helps with like my mood and just overall well-being, so I don't feel rushed. Because when I feel rushed, I feel stressed and I'm cranky and like uncomfortable if I'm like rushing to do things, you know? Okay, last thing I will say, because I'm like digressing and going off the rails here, then I'll let you guys be. Did you guys see that TikTok it was literally the cutest TikTok, I think I saw it yesterday, of this guy, and, well, I think it's his girlfriend or wife, and she's filming, like, you don't even see him, but she's like, my husband or my boyfriend, I forget, is talking about his ideal day, and he, in the beginning, he's like, okay, so basically it all starts with going to bed at 10 p.m., and he goes into it because I'm going to wake up early the next morning, I'm going to get a quick little 45-minute pump in, and but he's like really detailed. It's like the cutest TikTok because he's like, right when I get up, I'm going to stretch, and then maybe I'm gonna have my coffee or my Athletic Greens, like something like that, and I'm gonna journal, and I'm gonna meditate, and I'm gonna have my breakfast, it's gonna be one of these things, and then I have my workout, and then I'm gonna shower, and then I'm gonna read, and then you wake up, and then we do this, and then we hang out, and then we cook dinner. And it was really cute, him talking about his day, and he was just saying how the morning would be like the best, and then at the end he's like, ah, see, but this just goes back to, it starts with going to bed at 10 p.m. And all the comments were like, oh, he's so sweet. You can tell he like struggles with it because he wants his day like that so bad, but he's like, oh, going to bed at 10 p.m., like that's so hard, which I agree with. Like, it can be so easy to stay up late, especially if you're on your phone or your computer or something. It just keeps you up, and I feel like I struggle with going to bed early as well, so I so relate to that. But I need to keep that in mind because going to bed at 10 p.m. seriously solves all my problems and makes it so that I'm not tired when I wake up at 7, and you know what I mean. or mixing it so I can get up even earlier than 7. Like, yeah, we all need to go to bed before 10 this summer, or 10. Okay, 9 or 9:30 sounds really early, but let's all go to bed at 10 together. And if you go to bed before 10, I'm like so jealous of you. I wish I could go to bed at like 8 or 9, but I would just, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could, obviously, if I like switched my routine, but I also think a part of me would like have FOMO. I'm like, what's everyone else doing? Like, everyone else is still up having fun, you know? Maybe that's just me having FOMO, but I've chatted so much in this episode. I just wanted to tell you about our move, all the things. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank goodness Brody settled down. Oh, now he's knocked out over there. Of course, now he is. At the beginning of the episode, he's like moving around, being loud, eating food. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I love you so much, and I'll see you in my next one. Bye.